Let your great name be glorified. As your people gather around your tabernacle, with their faces lifted, anticipating your manifestation, may you come out with bountiful mercies and grace, that our feet might be established, that the enemies within our borders might be conquered, that liberty might be proclaimed in the name of Jesus. We lift a cry concerning Nigeria, our nation. We ask, O God, that anything, anyone that you have not planted, let such a one, let such a thing be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. You may be seated for a few minutes as we turn our Bibles to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles. We have been considering how to move the hand of God. Amen. How to move the hand of God. That's what it means when the Bible says, Jacob. Say, your name will no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For like a prince, thou hast power with God, and thou hast prevailed. That's what it means to have power with God. You know how to move the hand of God. You know how to set the hand of God in motion. Hallelujah. And it takes the practice of deep covenant to be able to move the hand of God. So we saw a few points. Hallelujah. There was a scripture I was supposed to read yesterday, which I did not read, concerning the issue of sacrifice. The camp of Israel were in battle. They had broken forth. Victory was already in sight. And suddenly the king of the enemy side took his son and sacrificed on the wall. The people that had already broken through could no longer win because of sacrifice. There are a lot of us that are from families that have a history of diabolical transaction. You see, the legality of diabolism is in blood. As long as it is established in the constitution of God, that the life of the flesh is the blood. Your ancestral reality can boast that it is by them that you have life in the flesh. That the supremacy of our redemption is that we have a different life source in our spirit. And the permutation that is captured within the scope of the New Testament is how to superimpose the life source that we have in our spirit, using the wisdom of that life source, the capacity of that life source, to superimpose upon the insufficiencies of our bloodline. Now, in order for you to do this, you will not just quote a scripture and say, if any man be in Christ, as we normally do, it's a new creation. Old things have passed away. That's a potential. That's a possibility. You are in Christ. It's indicative of the fact that your spirit has been enlivened by the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now, that reveals that you have the potential to overcome everything that cannot defeat the spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. You have that potential. It's just like you went to court and judgment was decided in your favor. But if there's no law enforcement agent in that territory, the judgment will not be effective even though it was decided in your favor. It may happen to be that the judgment was not implemented because there was no law enforcement agent. In order for you to superimpose the life that you received in your spirit and use it to contradict the claims of the life that you have in your body, seeks to subject you to, you are going to understand the ways of that spirit by which you received a superior life and by which you have come into a superior covenant. But to deny that your DNA, the blood that is going through your bones now, doesn't come from your father, it's not an act of faith. Faith does not deny that a mountain exists. Faith actually acknowledges that there are mountains. He said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you will say unto this mountain, what? Be thou removed. So faith acknowledges the mountains. To deny the mountain and to say, if any man be in Christ, a new creation, all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And the curses in your family, suddenly by reason of that, your realization have been terminated, even though they have legalities backing them up, is to deny mountains. And that is not faith. That is foolishness. The first definition of foolishness is to deny that there's a mountain in your life. That's the first definition. Witchcraft works better when you ignore it totally. And that's why in NKST, when they say there's no demon, there are no witches, it's because the people that are in charge of the system are wizards themselves. And no, don't laugh about it. You see, you think, okay, I won't go further. You solve the problem. Hallelujah. There are 14 things about witchcraft, but because you laughed, it means you understand, you are knowledgeable. We'll leave that matter. Are you with me? So we are in Christ Jesus. You need to use the covenant that has been activated by reason of the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, that has quickened your own spirit from death, from separation from God, into alignment with God. That spirit came with covenants, came with potentials, came with possibilities that actually are capable of swallowing up other covenants that exist within the scope of your reality. But you see, you need to put them to work. You need to practice them. You need to engage them. You need to become the law enforcement agent that superimposes the impact of the prosperity of your spirit upon every department of your life. And if by any means there is an aspect of your life that is manifesting symptoms of retrogression and a curse, because death cannot withstand, cannot survive if the life of God is standing side by side. The life of God is superior to death. Zoe is superior to death. Are you with me? And so, when Jesus said, I am the resurrection, I am the life. We are talking about an existence that if it shows up, every symptom of death will begin to die out. But you need to know how to engage that covenant that is in your spirit. So much so that a point will come where you live by that covenant. And at that point, you have been exchanged. You have been exchanged. Not changed, but what? So we now spoke about, I think the first thing we spoke about on this subject was the ability to bring transaction units into the auction, the auction engagement that is taking place in the womb of the morning. Elijah was a good example of that. We also saw yesterday how that there are principles of beginning a spiritual cycle. A spiritual cycle. And there are two things that are responsible, two principles that you must engage if you want to begin a spiritual cycle. You must have a sacrifice and you must have a vow. Now, if these lifelines are at your disposal and you refuse to deploy them, it's not God's fault that you are the way you are. If you watch Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, there are three lifelines. And I'm telling you your lifelines now. You have the lifeline of sacrifice. For some of us, 50,000 is a sacrifice. For some other people, 100,000 is a sacrifice. For some people, 1,000 is a sacrifice. It's a terrible sacrifice. Hallelujah. But you see, A sacrifice is a lifeline. If you want to set a protocol in place that will guarantee stability in this unstable existence, unstable creation, you will have to sow a seed into something that does not have the ailment of this creation. When you sow a seed into God, God now comes, the all-sufficient one, the multi-breasted one, the one that sustains all and is sustained by none, is now factored into your life. And whereas you might see that the rains fell upon everybody's field, whereas you might see that the sunlight gave illumination to everybody, unknown to you, there is a mysterious hand beyond the rainfall, beyond the sunlight, that is actually factored in the destinies of people that have contracted and covenanted with God, so that at the end of the day, even though rain fell somewhere, people will still die where rain fell. But for you, it will be that He crowned the year with goodness and thy paths brought fatness. Hallelujah. Please take note of that. Because if after doing this teaching you remain like this, that when we are now praying again next year, there's no significant change in your life, it's your fault. It's not significant change. And this change I'm talking about is not just anointing change, change in anointing. I'm talking about financial change, material change, change in promotions, job opportunities. In my own opinion, God does not fragment our lives. They say this marital life, financial. No. His every stroke of God's dealings is all inclusive. Every stroke. Are you with me? Because, for instance, somebody cannot perpetually cut covenant with God with respect to giving if the person has not yet sacrificed himself to God. The issue of giving is still a problem if you have not yet surrendered. Now, giving is not a lecture for people that have matured to a particular point. If they have matured to a particular point, you don't need to preach giving. Even though it's in the Bible. It's for babes. We need to encourage babes to begin to pick up. Actually, in the Old Testament, the expectation, God's portion, are you with me? God's portion, as far as your income is concerned, in the Old Testament is 10%. That's the covenant that is available in the Old Testament. But you see, the philosophy changes in the scope of the New Testament. In the scope of the New Testament, the basis upon which our salvation was procured was the blood of Jesus. Jesus paid our bride price with His blood. And the last time I checked, in marriage is a blood covenant. And in a blood covenant, there are no property rights. There are no property rights. It is because of a marriage covenant. A marriage covenant makes all my wife has mine and all I have hers. Because the blood covenant. So the covenant that we have with God in redemption is a blood covenant. So all that is in Christ I have access to, and all that I am He has access to. That's the blood covenant. Are you with me? Now in this, are you still here? In this blood covenant, in order for you to be reasonable, in keeping with the blood covenant factor, which is the premise upon which our relationship with God is based, then consecration is the demand here. Those days it was what? 10%. Now in the New Testament it's what? Consecration. It means you have nothing. You have nothing. The day God shows up and says, okay, that house you took 3 years to build, I need it. You will be an accurate Christian in keeping with the covenants that form the layout of this terrain to sacrifice it to God. Because you, in blood covenants, there are no property rights. You start becoming inaccurate when you hold back from God. Now, so we preach giving to people that are still trying to find their footing. Meanwhile, tithing is a good place to start. It's O-level requirement. That's WAEC. Okay, let's go. You don't like it? Amen. But you know what? It's time for me to begin to preach it now. Hallelujah. After 10 years. You know, in March will be 10 years as a ministry. And I've not been preaching giving, prosperity, all of that. Hallelujah. I will preach it now. Now, not the type you hear outside, okay? Not the type you hear outside. But it seems because I've not been preaching it, you have not been blessed. So I need to preach it now. Not because of a wrong reason. I'm preaching it because of you. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. So the demand in the New Testament is what? It's consecration. If you are practicing tithing consistently, a time will come where you will enter into the mold. You know, giving is a spirit. Don't start giving, because when you start giving, you can't stop. That's how it is. That's how it is. Now, the tithing that you are consistent with, you will now, dealings will continue that will now bring you to that point of consecration where you really don't, nothing really matters to you. It belongs to God. If God needs it, He can have it. When you become such a vessel, you can be so useful in the hands of God. And anything that starts becoming an idol in your life, maybe you buy a new Jeep and then you wake up by 2 a.m. You move to the window where the Jeep is parked to check it. Now it's still there. Then you go back to sleep. Then you wake again by 5 o'clock and then you move there to check. Maybe while you are checking by 6 a.m., God now says, sow it. Because the thing was actually, you don't understand it. It was becoming an idol. And so when there's anything in your life that wants to take the place of God, suddenly God will begin to contend with you, and God will demand that you let that thing go. Those kind of dealings exist because the contract that began your walk with God in this covenant is a contract that was entered into by the blood of Jesus, and it demands consecration. Meanwhile, it's only Christians that are reasonable that consecrate. And according to my analysis, because I'm a researcher. According to my analysis, 74% of Christians in Nigeria are not consecrated to God. They want to use God to fulfill their carnal desires. That is an inversion of the process. Oh, you are not with me. And number two, obey. And so the occultist knows that. He knows the policy of God, knows the philosophy of God, and then he tries to invert it. Now, this Christianity of trying to use God to satisfy what me I want is an inversion. It's occultic. You didn't get it? No. In the book of Isaiah chapter 14, verse 13-14, we do is that they use their will against the will of God. That is what we call iniquity. Iniquity. To use your will against the will of God. I will ascend into heaven. That's Satan. That's Lucifer saying that. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. These are intentions he had in his heart that were contrary to the structure and the order system of heaven. As long as he kept his course against the stipulated order established in that realm, he was trafficking against the authority of that realm. That's what witchcraft is. That's the line of the demonic. You set your will against the will of God. That's iniquity. In this covenant, if it is true that you are redeemed, in this covenant, we are all sentenced to a life of consecration. Meanwhile, he will not force us to arrive there. No. You arrive there by the fact that you have understood the implication of how your redemption was secured, and you want to reciprocate it accurately. Then you decide to become reasonable by consecrating yourself. Even though his due is that we all consecrate, he will not force you to do that. So we can start from the Old Testament requirement, trying to learn how to tithe. That's old level requirement. By the time you enter fully and you have relieved yourself of property rights before God, and God knows he has access to everything that is around you, in you, upon you, and in your bank account, then you are consecrated unto him. And you can be a mighty weapon in his hand. It means you are pliable. He can move you here. If there is a need there, he can jump upon you and move you to go and meet that need. He knows he has a tool in his hands. But if you are not consecrated, he doesn't plan with you in his strategy. Because you are not pliable in his hands. You still have your own perspective that is contrary to his own perspective. And as a gentleman, even though he paid for you, he will not insist that you respond and reciprocate the love that he had in his heart before he brought redemption to your doorpost. We are looking at how to move the hand of God. Hallelujah. And some of the things we didn't used to say before, we begin to say now. Because I think by 10 years, there is some form of maturity. We can chew now. Amen. All right. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Now stay with me as we do the Bible study, just 15 minutes of Bible study to give us. I'm trusting God for all kinds of stuff for your life, for my life, and for this corporate house. And God will move us further. He will move us on. Amen. That as we advance as a ministry, we too, individuals too, we advance in their own destiny, advance in their own purpose. We become better tools, better functionaries in the kingdom of God. Glory to God. Now let's speak something quickly. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 20. There were a lot of striking points that Eugenia made when she was leading the prayers. A lot of striking points. I did not want to bring this scripture to our notice, but when she began to strike those points, I have reason to believe she was in the spirit. You may not like her tone, but she was moving in the spirit. Hallelujah. Somebody can come to your house and say, repent! And maybe the way the person did it somehow manipulated the delicate balance of your pride. But before you consider yourself, consider the message. Consider the message first. The message may just be accurate, may just be in line. Hallelujah. It may just be that word that God is seeking to smuggle into your life in order to bring you out of reproach. Now she struck a chord that made me realize that my emphasis was accurate. Many times we receive messages, we come to church, and then we are praying for somebody to confirm it before we can go ahead. Every time I've had that need, God had responded with grace, such as He did today. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20, the Bible says, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and all ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. Now this is a king. This is a strong matter. In the wilderness of Tekoa, the king cried, believe in the Lord thy God, so shall ye be established. Now, we need to look into that scripture. Believe also in his prophets, so shall ye prosper. What does it mean to be established? And what does it mean to what? Prosper. It is possible to be established and not prosper. So, we need to know the difference. And we need to understand the import of this particular instruction. Believe in the Lord thy God, so shall ye be established. This is a spiritual exposition. It's an exposition of a mighty spiritual principle. Believe in the Lord thy God, so shall he be established. Believe also in his prophets, so shall he prosper. Wait, there are two sides to this statement. Are you still with me? Two sides to this statement. The first side to the statement is predicated on a covenant with God our covenant with God that is brought into reality by our relationship with the Holy Spirit. And the second side talks about our covenant with people that God has put in a particular order or hierarchy. Our alignment with that structure that He has placed in the earth will determine that we'll prosper. Now, so stay with me. First of all, let's find out what does it mean to be established? Established. I'm talking about the English word called established. Not spiritually yet. Not. Let's not go higher. The word established. What does it mean? Established. Now, is there anybody that read English here? I think we need to consult. What does it mean to be established? Who read English here? There, you are hiding. Oh, you read. All right, so we have them. We have one here. Oyina. So you read English. I'm just finding out today in Bible study. Established. Now, so go there. And 401 that you did. This is Oyina. Even though he wants to escape, but give him the mic. What does it mean to be established? Established. Established. Believe in the Lord thy God, so shall you be established. You don't need to stand, don't worry. Just feel free.
When you are deeply rooted.
Deeply rooted.
Firm.
Right? To be deeply rooted.
And firm.
And firm. To be deeply rooted and firm. Deeply rooted and firm. I like that. You are not an Englishman. The last time I checked, you were a building engineer. I don't know where you went for English training. Well, maybe you might have wisdom from the Lord. Yes, give him the mind. What does it mean to be established? You have the mind. Yes, mic is good.
I think to be established would also entail to be founded.
To be founded. Establishment has everything to do with foundation. Yeah, I guess the building perspective is very suitable to the context. Establishment has everything to do with the foundation. Every shoe has a sole. Every house has a foundation. Every tree has a root. If you want to kill the tree, you kill it from its foundation. As long as you have not killed it from the foundation, it will spring up again if it smells the scent of water. My daughter ran to me yesterday and said, "My shoe, the sole is out." Oh, Jesus. Now, and I saw how that shoe used to be very fine. I saw how funny the shoe was without the sole. He had no shape. He had no shape. It was useless. So when we talk about establishment, we are talking about foundation. Whereas the foundation of a particular building can be hidden, it is the basis upon which it sustains the shape that it has. Hallelujah. Believe in the Lord, so shall you be what? But as good as a foundation is, you don't sleep on a foundation and call it a house. What comes upon the foundation is what makes it a covering. So we have foundation and then we have covering. So the prophet provides covering and your covenant with God provides. And it happens to be that it's the covering aspect that actually makes for your protection in the physical realm. In the physical realm, if you have no cover, you are exposed to the elements. You are exposed to rain. You are exposed to sunshine. You are exposed to all kinds of things just because you are out of cover. So there is a chain of command. There is a structure, a spiritual structure that is ordained by God that stands in the earth as a witness. That spiritual structure is in the form of men that have covenant with God. These men that have covenant with God actually have a grace that is upon them that is commensurate to the commission that God has committed to them. That grace makes them a corporate persona. He doesn't have the anointing of a believer. He has the anointing of a nation. When God wants to start a nation, he doesn't meet a community. He meets an individual. Abraham. And then he cuts the covenant with him that has nation. The covenant has what? National implication. But he comes to what? An individual. And if by any means you are part of that nation and you are not aligned with the covenant that the man through whom nationhood came received from God, you are without cover. You cannot prosper. The spiritual things and the elements that God has put in place and put in motion through the life of that man. Alright? The kind of dealings that God had to subject the man to in order for that covenant to be perpetuated from generation to generation without end doesn't apply to you because you are not aligned with the work that God has performed in the life of that individual. When God wanted to bring us salvation, God sent Jesus. Jesus died. He has paid the price for the original sin. Hallelujah. But not all men are saved. Because not all men believe. When all men believe, all men will align with that which has been accomplished by the great patriarch, Jesus. Hallelujah. And they will come under the covering of his covenant, of his work, of the things he paid for and prayed for. A lot of guys are outside of the pavilion of that which Christ came to achieve just because they do not, what? Believe in what he has done. In fact, it's a radical offense in the spirit for you not to believe. Because that's the reason why people will go to hell. They refuse to believe in him that God has sent. Are you still with me? So he said, believe in the Lord your God, so shall he be established. Your personal covenant with God, your personal calling. Alright? If you press into God, you are going to find some things about yourself. You'll find your calling. Hallelujah. That's not pastor's job, that's your own job. So you now discover that you are an intercessor. Glory to God. And when you find out that you are an intercessor, you begin to practice intercession. In fact, the anointing of intercession begins to work in your life. Hallelujah. Then as you begin to practice it, you begin to see at some point that demons begin to look for you. Then you realize suddenly that you need much more than the anointing of an intercessor to stay alive. You are establishing your calling, but you need a cover. Is that clear? So you can be so established in your coven, and if you don't have a cover, you can even die at the age of 25. There was nothing wrong with the dispensing of your calling. There was nothing wrong with the articulation of your calling. There was nothing wrong in you practicing your calling and becoming proficient in your calling. But in the natural realm, you have to be part of a genealogy. You have to believe the grace that God has put upon a man. In order for you to become part of the spiritual genealogy that the man represents. I'm talking about corporate personas like Abraham. Hallelujah. If you meet a man that has an anointing for a nation, for a land, you will know. The covenant of God that he has is not a covenant that exists just for an individual believer, but for a corporate people. And as you believe in such an individual, what happens to you is that you have a rapture above your head. So you have two things working for you. Your foundation, the establishment of your own call and your own work with God. And then you have a rapture that you have drawn by reason of alignment, by reason of being a partaker of the bounties of grace that have been made available by a man's call and a man's dealings with God. Did you get it? Alright. So there are two levels of defense that you must secure. Now I need to give you a few examples to illustrate this point quickly because of time. I have a friend, a great friend, and an evangelist. In fact, we stayed in the same apartment sometime in my life. Great man. Loving man. And among other things that he is a wonderful cook. My God. Those days when we go to modern market, and he would tell us the kind of pepper to buy that will fully, my God, bless the entire soup. He was such a good, we miss his presence. Names would help. Hallelujah. It's an illustration. I'm not pointing to a person, I'm pointing to something. Hallelujah. Don't try to use your brain. Only ancient men will know this guy I'm talking about. It was obvious he had a call. The call was so intense, the anointing on him was unquestionable. Hallelujah. Unquestionable. If he comes here now, begins to lead prayer, he can begin to move in the spirit and people will be blessed by the anointing upon his life. But there were symptoms in his life, like instability. After praying and he's so high here today, the next time you see him in BSU medical school. Doing something that is inconsistent with what God has called him to do. He had so much time for distractions. There was nothing wrong with his calling. If you see him operating under his calling, you know this is an evangelist. But he doesn't have what it takes to fulfill that destiny. Hallelujah. We say, come. There was no level of love, no amount of love that we didn't shower on him for him to cool down. Hallelujah. Takes off like a tornado. The last time I called him, where are you? Where are you? Come back. Stop anything you are doing. Come. Carry your load. Come to my college. Come, man. He said, Kai, there's a deal. I want to strike a deal. After that deal, I'm coming. I need to sell something. Kai! Until today, the sales have not yet been done. He has a foundation. If he goes, runs away from God, because there was a time where he went deep into God. So if he runs away from God and Satan strikes him, he will run back and he will come here and lie down. You will hear him speak in tongues. He will be here for 3 days. Once God speaks again, he was established. But there is no portion in the earth for him because he doesn't have a rafter. Hallelujah. And let me check if that sister is here today, because she needs to be here for me to say this. She used to come here. She'll come and when the gospel will strike her, she'll come and meet me and say, "Kai, Pastor, I've come." Then I will touch her and say, "Blessings, blessings, blessings." I know she has not come. She will escape. When the word of God strikes again, I've come to submit myself. Then she takes off like a tornado. Then the last time she came, I said, "Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Go back. When you are old, I will still be here. So go back and finish everything. Come back." It's a lady. I will repeat it again when she comes. When you are old, I'll come. Have you seen people that are anointed before? Wonderful, powerful people, but they cannot become anything. They lack a rafter. They don't know that they need to come into covenant with people that have received covenant from God. And allow that person to... if you want to be destroyed, you won't hear anybody. If destruction wants to take you away, you won't hear again. You are a rolling stone. Just know that man, his days are numbered. There are places I go where I don't even have the right to talk. Because that's my own rafter. I hide. It's a privilege to talk. Hallelujah. Amen. There are people that if I answer their calls, I have to stand from my bed. Not because they are physically present, but because of what they are to me. Yes, I can boast because I am under their covenant. I'm not operating on my own anointing. I'm operating with their own license. My father in the Lord is 46 years old in the Lord this year. 47 this year. This year makes it 47. How many of you are 47 years old and above? Yes, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 4 people that are 47 years old and above. He has been serving Jesus for 47 years. Hallelujah. For 47 years. He will hold your hand like that and say, Lord Jesus. And then he, every prayer point he prays is a prophecy. The secrets of your life, you will be saying it like as if it's prayer, so that you will think he's praying. He will be just, he'll be flowing it like that. Flowing it. Then he can stop. When he notices you are hearing, he will stop. He's there in the realm. Some of us need to pray to enter the prophetic. He stays there. He lives there. He lives there. It means there are more covenants at work. The covenants guarantee that the spirit density will be present there. Huh? And so, some things begin to happen to your life when you begin to... In my own opinion, is the most Christ-like Christian I've seen physically. The most Christ-like Christian. And one of the things I've admired with him is his wisdom. He hardly makes a major mistake. Hardly makes a major mistake. And one of the things I desired seriously from his life was his wisdom. That if I can tap into wisdom and become wise as a young man, I will go further than the length he went. I will know how to make my choices. I know what to do and what not to do. So I sought for wisdom. Are you with me? Because in the heritage that I'm connected to, the covenant that works there provides it. So when I demanded it, it became my portion. Hallelujah. I know that before I met that man, my clarity in spiritual things, that is hearing God, was not as strong as it is now. When I came into alignment, those things became natural. They flowed into my life because I was a true son from my heart. I had the length of sonship, I had the depth of sonship, I had the height of sonship, and I had the width of sonship. Sonship has four dimensions. So I followed and I prospered. Hallelujah. The day of our ordination, I was the youngest person to be ordained as a clergy. We're just few people that were being ordained as a clergy. And he said that many people were calling him from all parts of Nigeria so that he could be the one to ordain them. We were just few. That is clergy. There were many people being ordained as ministers. Few of us being ordained as collar-carrying clergy. And then he came to us and said, based on his dealings with God this morning, if you don't do, talking to clergy people now, if you don't do 20 times more than what I did, you did not receive what I came to give you today. Hey. Now, those are utterances you don't respond to in the flesh. It's not by an act of your will saying, yeah, you have even, if you do that, you have lost it. Because in spiritual things, every time you say you get it, it's the same time that you lose it. Are you still with me? Okay, let's leave that matter. And let's dig closer. Let's dig. Okay. Now, can you do me a favor? Turn to the book of Genesis chapter 27. Let's dig further. Now, listen to me. Watch this. Genesis 27 verse 7. This is Isaac speaking, and Isaac said, bring me venison and make me savory meat that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord. Bless thee before the Lord, before my death. That's Isaac, alright? He's telling him how to tap into the covenants that he has with God. Now, there's a statement he did not mention here. I want to excavate it from another verse. 25. And he said, bring it near to me and I will eat it. Eat of my son's venison that my soul may bless thee. My soul. Now, a man of covenant in this particular stature was such a person that God apprehended and God subjected to a lot of discipline, a lot of procedure, a lot of process, a lot of refinement in order for him to stand and step into deep covenants in God that will give him the right to be able to move the hand of God. You see, there are a lot of tests, a lot of trials, a lot of refinement, a lot of dealings that brought this man to this level. That's why I'm telling you that one of the things that affect the effectiveness of prayer, the fact that all of us can pray in the name of Jesus, all of us can pray by the power of the Holy Spirit, there are some people's prayer that are more effective than others. One of the factors that you realize is responsible is our dealings with God. For God wants to do the same thing to us. He wants us to conform to the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. And there are a lot of meticulous processes that He subjects us to in attaining and achieving this goal. And He set up the infrastructure to achieving this goal in the cross. Hallelujah. The cross is an instrument of judgment that pronounces the death sentence on the entire old creation. And so if there are factors of the old creation in your existence, spirit, soul, and body, the cross sentences all of it to death. And so your spirit has experienced that death sentence. It's because of that death sentence that it will require the Holy Spirit to revive your spirit, just as Jesus was revived from the dead. That process continues in your soul. The cross will administer judgment to your anger. That judgment cannot be modified. It cannot be helped. It cannot be improved upon. It must, what? Die. That's what the cross says. The cross has only one line of judgment. And that is what? Death. Everything that has the touch of the old creation, according to the cross, it has to die. And when it has died, it will lose its life. And then the law of the spirit of life that is in the Holy Ghost becomes a principle that resurrects that very thing that has died. So it becomes a member. It becomes a facility that Christ can operate through. This is the principle of change in disposition and character. It requires a lot of what? A lot of dealings. So in order for somebody to be a true carrier of covenant, you can have a calling and you see it in visions, you see it in dreams. But to enter into the covenant that will make the calling efficacious is something else. Hallelujah. You can be seeing in dreams how you are on a crusade ground and you are seeing crowd. That's an invitation. But in order for you to see that reality, the distance between the vision you saw and the reality are a string of covenants and dealings. The cross is going to be working. There are many deaths that you have to die until you are resurrected in various areas of your life by Christ Jesus. That is the resurrection. Okay, let's leave that. Hallelujah. And now, so for this guy to come to this level, he has gone through process. A lot of process. He now tells his son a secret. Go and look for venison for me. The type that I like. God is sovereign, but because of my participation with him, in his administration, there is a little part he has given me to play in his administration. So that little part, my soul, we have to be happy before I can do that part. Now, the only part I have to do that he allows me to do is to choose the person that will become part of this covenant I enjoy. The person will have his own dealings. The person will have his own experiences. The person will have his own process. The person will have his own refinement. The person will need to go through process to enter into the full scope of the covenants I have with God. But in his administration, he has decided to give me the privilege to decide who will what? Enter into those covenants. But in order for it to be efficacious, my soul must have to rejoice. You must do something that is going to influence the disposition of my soul. So it is in that heightened, elevated, excited context that I can bring you. So you go to the field and bring me venison. This is mortal speaking. Hallelujah. And guess what? Somebody was hearing what he was saying, and the person gave the same prescription to somebody else. You are not with me. That somebody else that was not the person he intended went and did the thing, and he became excited and he released it, and he could not reverse it thereafter. Now, if you believe that this is not a fairy tale, then let us look at it closely. Hallelujah. And then when the person he sent came back and presented, he said, there's a problem. The protocol has already begun. I've used my powers. My privileges in the covenant have already been deployed. There is no way I can reverse this matter. But you see, his soul had to bless him. And he knew how he could get to that level. Where... together? To bring those dimensions. Believe also in his prophets. So shall ye... So as mortal, as people that work with God are, God normally puts the prosperity of people in their hands. We can be in a prayer meeting like this. And we are praying. We're just praying like that. And he will pass through the channel he has put in place. If it's true that he has a covenant with the man, he will pass through that covenant. And he will announce what wants to happen to you. You have been applying, you have been trying, you have been but until that proclamation comes, the door will not open. God does all those kind of things. I don't know why he does it. He wants people to be partakers with him in the administration of that which his spirit is doing. So for you to not to recognize the fact, the place that God has put men in his administration is a spiritual error. You can be established, but you will not prosper. And so Jacob took off like a tornado. All he had in his possession, because he had to leave home quickly, the wild man was going to fall upon him. So he left home with a walking stick. The fact that he received that covenant blessing did not mean that the covenant blessing began to work instantly. It took 16 years before that blessing worked. Because the covenant blessing actually sentenced him to a kind of dealings. The dealings that comes from the Holy Spirit. It was later that it was now captured in scripture that the word was spoken to Jacob. But it what? It lightened up on Israel. He had to go through that process and become Israel first before the covenant now began to speak. The covenant cannot speak on a carnal man. So he had received it, and the sentence of the covenant was a sentence to death. The cross will have to walk on him. All kinds of things will have to happen to him. For him to lose confidence in his own physical ability, which was what he was still using at home to manipulate, to meander. You will see, he inherited that meandering life from his mother. His mother was a master organizer. So it was heritage. He will have to die to that heritage of manipulation. You are not with me? If you think that God honored manipulation for bringing the thing on him, the mother's manipulation was honored and God didn't have a choice because they have put the blessing on the man, you are wrong. Because from eternity, God has already spoken. He saw what Esau would be and he hated it. He saw what Jacob would be and what? He loved it. Have you seen that in your Bible? So that even though the manipulation took place, the manipulation did not prosper. It was process that he broke the man into the reality of that which the transaction took place many years ago. If you say men are not important, you don't even understand the ways of God. Because God is in your house, where you are. Why did you come here? In your bedroom, God is here. That's one of the things that this great evangelist I was talking about did not understand. He felt he was established. That he was an evangelist. And surely, as God liveth, the grace on that guy is evident. Hallelujah. But the grace to be established was not with him. I told the evangelist that I will take you to my father and the Lord. Go and submit to him. And you'll be gathered. The first thing my father and the Lord will ask is, where is your wife? So if you normally fight at home, don't visit him too frequently. Because the first question he will ask is what? The proof that you are wise is that you can keep a woman. If you cannot keep a woman, you are not wise. Hallelujah. I'm not saying a good woman, I'm saying a woman. Hey, Kayamona Silakonda. If you are a wise man, you will know what to do for a woman to calm down. That I'm not saying slap, you know. If you use carnal means to achieve, you are, in fact, you are not wise. Even the more violent the woman, there's a place if you touch, the woman will come. But that discovery, and the discovery of where to touch, is only for the wise. There's a place. When you touch there, the woman will not, that woman that they say is so violent will now be the defender of the entire. You will go and sleep. She will be doing her head vigil. I'm praying that God keep that man. You will sleep with pillow. She will even put a pillow for you. May intercome in Azile Kaina now. Maua late maikabo. As you begin to grow older, you begin to find out that wisdom is better than strength. May the Lord give you. I spoke about these are many parables, but may the Lord God give you understanding. Just like I said about women, there's a place to touch. If you are a woman and you want to control a man, don't fight him. We are trained to fight. See the chest. We are fighters. That you will never win the fight. You will suffer. Don't use that way. You can see me so lanky like this. Oh my! In the days where I used to fight, Kaima so Kaima lado yemasad. We are built for it. That's what we are. We are built. See the biceps is for fight. So don't try us in the area of our strength. You will be disappointed. Hallelujah. But when a man is shouting, whoa, and you need and you need. It doesn't mean that thing he's saying. It doesn't mean it. You kneel down there. Don't stand up. Kneel down. In fact, when he says stand up, you see, you want to light up. The thing will touch him. A time will come, he can shout on everybody, but you, he won't shout on you. You know his secret, so he will draw you. Kaimasu. May the Lord give you understanding. Hey, kebalote maya baba. I tell you, I'm enjoying my life. This life God gave me is a good one. How is it that God gave men such power? One of the things that Isaac said to his son was, I strengthen you. I bless you with the corn and the wine. How come mortal men have such power? You don't know what the covenants that God has with people, how powerful they can be. Some of them are corporate personas. They were raised because of a nation. If you size them up as men, you are wrong. Elisha was of small stature. Hallelujah. The wisdom to govern an entire nation and bring her out of darkness was upon him. And when little children talked that because they were the same height, they came and, believe also in his prophets. Last scripture is the popular one. Malachi chapter 3. I don't even need to open it to quote it. You know the scripture. Malachi 3:10. You need to study. If you have found out that the man of God is genuine, you study him and then know what kind of venison. If it's true that he has a covenant with God, the proof of a covenant with God is stability. His life is established. You will see stability. Check his family life. Check his life all around. You will see evidence of an invisible hand that puts things in order. And when you see that, are you with me? You are not with me. You are not hearing well. Okay. When the time comes, the Lord will tell you the rest. Stability. I saw wisdom in the life of my father in the Lord. Above all that he has with God, that wisdom was... He has a lot of sons, and he's a very powerful man. Very, very powerful man. Very gifted man of God. Hallelujah. There are some of his sons that have... that have tapped into the covenant of that power more than I have done. So those ones have more power. But they are lacking in wisdom. Wisdom is what? It's greater than strength. Use 20 years of your life, build your character first. Don't go for anointing yet. Let the anointing be coming naturally. Just leave it. Because if you want to stir the anointing, in 3 years I can do it. I do dry fasting for 3 days. I rest for 3 days. I do dry fasting 3 days. I rest for 3 days. I do like that, do like that. I do it for the period of like 2 months. If you don't know what I'm talking about. If I fast for 100 days, I can raise the dead. So that I can do this government work I'm still doing, there's a limit to which I fast. Do you understand that? Take time. Work on your anger. Don't ask for anointing yet. Wisdom will teach you that one. Anointing can shake the world. Shake. Like Philip. And when the world is shaking, they will look at you and say, hey, that is the time that you need to shape it. Because when you shake it, it will scatter. Then you need to shape it. It's the shape that you have in your own life that you can give to what you have shaken. If you have not, if your life doesn't have shape, you can't shape in anything. You can't even shape in your home. There'll be no shape. Everything takes the shape, the inner shape. If you have conquered the lawlessness that is inside, you will establish order. The days of my anointing has not come, I assure you. The day I celebrate my 40th birthday, which is this year, know that anointing, we'll start calling it. Anywhere it is hiding, we'll start looking for it. I saw miracles, I saw cripples rise when 16 years ago. That is, I was playing with it 16 years. So I know that in my calling is signs and wonders. That is both a blessing and it can be a curse too. If you don't have the character, when everybody has fixed their gaze on you, you should be as strong as a rock, like Mount Zion, that cannot be moved. Don't call the attention of a generation when you don't have the character to really shape them. Because most of them is your example that we use as a template for their lives. If you're not planning for something big, you will keep a closed life. Me, I'm an open book. You can come to my house, stay there for 21 days, you will see a Christian for 21 days. That's the type of that, you know, character development is not something you can invoke and say, I receive the character. When you start praying about character development, Baba will give you a terrible roommate. You are praying that God should help you with anger. He will give you a roommate that does witchcraft. You see, that it's not a curse, it's just an environment that will help you with your prayer point. Character development requires a lot of terrible process. You'll be put in you are a square peg, you'll be put in a round hole for 3 years. That's why if a man of God curses you, he has been in square holes, round holes, oblong holes, he has been there, in order for him to find alignment with God. And then somebody that doesn't know what he has been through will now come and say, see here, yeah, man. It's not as if he cursed the person. As he's saying it, the angel working with the man follows him to frustrate him. Hallelujah. Anointing is coming. We'll raise the dead in public. They'll use camera and what? I saw what happened when I started fasting. I saw the things we did. Let's stop here. You have not seen our anointing. I had it more than what you have seen before. But I was going to be destroyed. Yes, I was going to be destroyed. If I had continued that way, I would have been destroyed now. And I wouldn't have been different from any of the preachers that we are trying to fight. It came on me early. It came early. And the fascinating thing about God's endowment on my life is that I can operate as a teacher. I can operate as a prophet. I can operate as an evangelist. I can operate as a pastor. If I focus on pastoral ministry, I become a pastor. If I focus on prophetic ministry, I become a prophet. I saw all those things. Hallelujah. The other day, somebody was saying, Pastor doesn't know his calling. I was telling him, that me, I don't know my calling. That from what God is showing him. Oh, from what God is showing. It took death for me to take this position. Because I would have been known all over the world by now. With miracles. Jesus. I was as thin as this. I will do 200 days of fasting. I don't need a service to raise cripples. I don't need. Don't just say amen. If you say Jesus, 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 the third time, my eyes have changed. I'm seeing. I saw that I could not do that and do a secular job. And it was God's will for me to do a secular job alongside my. Do you understand? I had to reduce it. And then emphasize more on character. Character development took a process. And I'm still in that school. That one is not you invoke, name and claim. If you begin to pray about the anger, it's because you are pampering the anger. Pray about it. Expose it to God. You say, oh, you are. He'll give you a roommate. Problems will start in your life. And then you move in the same anger. Oh! That anger will now bring you problem. The problem you were not having before. You move in it. You have problem for 30 days. Then you now know that it's no longer wise to continue. You'll be advising yourself. That I can't continue like this. Something will be changing. Are you with me? There are weaknesses that we are born with. Some of us is pride. Some of us is anger. The father is pride. The children are proud. Those are insufficiencies of the flesh. Those altars in your village and my village, those things you inherited, that pride, as long as you are proud, the altar can regulate you. Some of them is as long as you are angry, you can be regulated. I found out that the altar regulating the entire family was standing on anger. I said, no, I will die to anger. I fought anger for 10 years. If you make me angry, I'll go and sleep first. The anger will burn off. What will be left will be wisdom. Yes. Don't act when you're angry. No, I'll go and sleep. Tomorrow morning I come. What I will tell you will be born out of wisdom. I can keep quiet for 3 years about a matter. Anytime anger burns, I will go and pray. I'll go and pray. I'll go and pray. I'll go and pray until the time comes when God says, go and speak. I conquered it. Are you with me? Now, see, that is where we are. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10, what does it say? Bring ye all the tithes into my storehouse, saith the Lord. And what? That there might be meat in my house. Now, why did he say you should bring the tithe into the storehouse? That there might be what? Okay, if you have another translation, give me the word for meat there. Meat. Please help me. No. Don't quote it from your brain. Quote the translation that you are using. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there might be meat. What is meat in your own translation? Kai. We are now here. Food. What translation is that? All right, that there might be food in the house. Are you following? Please stay with me. Stay with me. I hope you know God doesn't eat that food. We don't do libation. We'll cut on the yam and throw for God and say, what's that spirit that they throw food for? Also, then you put schnapp small in the cup. Ancestor. Ogugu. We don't do that. Now, the meat that is in the house is the priests, the pastors that eat of it. That's venison. It's, even though the Bible says, I will bless you, Abby, there's an infrastructure for blessing in this covenant. And that's the fivefold ministry. That food the people brought as tithe is the pastors that will share it and eat. And just like the venison had the effect on the man's soul. Are you with me? His soul now blessed him. Then the Jehovah now went to work. That's how it works. It is not block. They say that there might be block. You don't want to build. We need block. But that scripture said that there might be. It was never disannulled. And then he said, prove me. There is a human element in the protocol of blessing. Because when God wanted to bless, it was one man he blessed. And then he now said all the families of the earth will contact that blessing by aligning with that man. He willed blessing to Abraham. The graces and the anointings that are upon men from the Lord, they are all part of this universal set that God gave to Abraham. They still that thing. And that anointing was not just designed to make people healed, make them delivered, also designed to make them prosper. We are going to stop this today. I don't have time to push on it. Into the New Testament. And then you see Paul's perspective and all of that. Now, as you are seeing these people labor, there are sometimes, me and Chief Don, some of them will travel. The last time, it was me, Pastor George, and some other people will travel. In the room, because me and Pastor George stayed in one room, the units of prayer that we logged in that room, you were eating something, Christmas, you were celebrating. We were logging. Units. Hallelujah. And very soon, as we travel with him, we are going to another mountain, somewhere now, to go and log in. If we say you should pray like that, you will escape. You run. You think we want to suffer you. Hallelujah. And that's why God determines that your prosperity and your blessings will come to the instrumentality of that kind of an obedient priesthood. So when you find them on the street, make plans to sow into their life. That is consciously. Don't wait to be told. Consciously. And not just my life, them. We labor together. And prove me now, herewith, said the Lord, if I will not open the windows of heaven. Let us pray. We are going to pray for about 30 minutes. Make it a point of duty. If you have a breakthrough, make sure that part of that breakthrough, you make it available to priests, part of it, because their prayers, their anointing was part of what made you succeed. If you don't think that way, you will not go too far. Life is programmed for covenant and by covenant. We want to pray for every pastor in this nation and every pastor in this city. I mean genuine pastors. Because we will still curse the pastors of fake people, the ministers of fake people, we'll curse them to and cut them off. Every genuine man of God, every genuine woman of God that is laboring in kingdom service in this nation, in this city, in this state, in this land, I'd like you to raise your voice. Believe also in his prophets. Believe also in his prophets, and thou shalt prosper. 25 minutes. 25. If we do it well, you will see blessings will break out. Believe also. We are praying for pastors in the state. Men like Chief Donatus, laboring on the altar, calling upon the name of God. There is a covenant that God has with them. In these days, when darkness seeks to fight the church, and people sit down for hours to develop laws that will bring injury to the body of Christ,
it is wise for us to call upon the name of the Lord and for us to ask Him to protect, to preserve, to anoint and to prosper every genuine ministry that is in Nigeria. Lift your voice and call upon Him right now. Don't be mute. Don't be quiet. Don't be quiet. Don't be quiet. This is the way of blessing. This is the way of blessing. Believe also in His prophets. Believe also in His prophets. Believe also. Believe also. Your believing is not complete if you believe in the Lord your God. We are enjoined to believe also. In addition to our believing in the Lord, we are enjoined to believe also in His prophets. Kaile babaratua. For those of us that do not pray consistently, perpetually, for the ministers of God in this house, you are wrong. You are wrong. For those of us that do not give out of our substance to the ministers of this house, you are wrong. You are wrong. You are wrong. Believe also in His promise. Lift your voice, lift your voice, lift your voice. Lord, we raise the name of E.A. Adeboye before you. W.F. Komoye. We raise him before you tonight. Daite Kesko, Branta Bakuse, Saito Kama Saita, Kobregede La Suba, Makante Meneskuba, Ayatobe Nakanda, D.O. Oyedepo, Makato Seke, Bante, Zeite Kuskata, Branta Baboria. We pray for evangelists. Sonde Oguche, Makate kobose nite kanta mina supre Anto mina kanda Evangelist Ima Ibrahim Meketo kozaite kenda Abara naskumba Evangelist Uma opa Mayeto kosa makude katalita hada Asa mantu lase breke tanta sopre Maga bayato zamina zaita kumba. That the Lord will shield them. The Lord will protect them. They are in the spotlight. They are in the spotlight. The government wants to fight them with all kinds of laws, all kinds of things are going on behind the scene. But Lord, we lift them up before you. We lift them up before you. We lift them up. We lift them up. Isa matua leka debreska dala suma esuma taleto koska daita kambra John esua akami izaite keto baduka keta branta babolia abalato sama abalato sama. Esopleketa mata planta baboliata Aisi koriaki Ekaita kobezamina kade Ambre nakuska tabriata babalatua Paul enenche Yatoze natande kabre Amba latango samina kande bregedaliko sama Asa baita kobalatu wanga Ebregetanda baratua Ransom belu Makambe some kadia tete makata bata Embraman, lift up your voice, lift up your voice. Esso bele teke naso, ansa mina branta baboli bakatia. Ayata mantala babora naskabriata babaratu alata. Mantara barata branta basobre gede naskabalata. Rata basanta branta basanta briata baboli balata. Ansa branta barata briata babalatu ata branta baboli. Ante bregede naskabriata babarata. Akabarata zata babolatuata. Asambra zata branta babola basabriata baba. Male and female, men of God, laboring in His vine. Esombre zabalato mina canta brata babalatua. Embreke santo zeletalia. Escapiata branta babolia branta babalata. Makabala sobre, makabala sobre, makabasayata branta ba. Want to pray for Billy Akani? Want to pray for Touza? Mayeto se bregede la zamina branta babola habahata. Asamanta Brata Baboli Basabriata Babalatua, a compress, a manta basca, Escabalata Brata Babolatua, Akabaranta Brata Babosa Manta, Aite Cape Sabregate, Moka Plasca Talaba Sabra Talaba. Atlasata Tata Babola Kaya, Escombreza Bata Tata Babola Se, Ekabosa Mata Yeko Sabalata, Antarama Sebregede, Mata Gonza Mante Regede, Kabarasa Manta Tata Babola Ta, Ekoma Samatala Babori, Isa Banta Tata Babola Kwa, Ekabalata Tata Babaska Ta, we bring them up before you. Zibaleto Sebregede, Atamina Ganta Viata Babalatwa, Esamanta. In this time of darkness, Sebatua Katali Balata, let the light shine. Merasiga Banze Zela, Tu Briasa, Akabaska, Bretoka Balata Pantalia, Planta Baboloko, Ambarata Danta Basebregede, Zibriat, Asamina Taila, Compregede, Sabana. Ambregatela Semina Taita Kampladaba Sata Rata Babola, Abladaba Sata Rata Babole Balata, 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 Viada Babalatua, Akabalata Rata Basomegate, Mayato Santo Pregatela Sabata Balata, Akabalata Rata Baba. We raise before you all the genuine ministers in the FCT. In Kano, Mataya, in Jigawa State, in Kastina State, Payeto says, Hika Branta Babalatoa, Asem Masaita Branta Babose Balata, Asa Branta Babose Maita Gozabala, Ebraskata Branta Babola Zambiata Babalatuanda, Ebrekadela Sabarata Branta Babolata, Abraskata Branta Babole Malaza Viata Babalatoa. Asabrika Masayato Santa Babalia, Eso Pregatela Sika Tala Babarata, Abranta Babarata, Branta Baburima Latua, Abranta Basabrata Banatabia Babalatua, Ambarata Branta Babosa, Manta Branta Babalatua, Asamanta Branta Baburima Latabia Babalata, Asabranta Baburima Latabia Babarata, Asamanta Branta Baburima Lata Branta Baburima La Eto, Nakaprata Santa Brada Babor. Esebregede, Samina Braska Tala Badata, Data Babosa Matalea, Esomina Branta Badieto Sabalata, Tabalata Branta Basobregede, Nasabria Tababalatua, Ekabata Branta Baseka, Asabaila Sabalata, Data Baho, Asabaila Branta Basabalata, Asabaila Branta Babore Balatua, Asabaila Tatabata Branta Babo, Asamanata Data Babalata, Data Babore Balatua, Esamina Branta Babalata. Asaprata, Asaprata, Ikabarata Branta Babo, Asekania Tabata Balata Branta Babore Balatua, Esami, Bareso Bratatana, Ikatana, Samatina, Ekon Sembregatela Sabarata, Asamanta Branta Babosa Mata, Ikabalata Branta Babosa Bregate, Manta Branta Basabalata Branta Babolia, Esomina Branta Basamina Branta Babalata, Akabarata Branta Basobregate. Malato, 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 Malato. Can you lift them up? Can you lift them up? Before God, before God. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against them. No weapon formed against them shall be able to prosper. Tebola Shiga. Maito se kapatane moseka. Igaba santa braskatala mabora nasi. Esom pray for more grace. For more wisdom, for more wisdom, for more anointing, for boldness, for boldness. Liesa Barato, Liesa Planta Baboko Samatalia, Ebreska Semate Bregede, Mosadiata, Planta Babosa Mata, Planta Balata Manta, Igavansa Planta Babori, Lama Santa Brata Babosa Mate Bagata, Aila Tarabalata, Planta Baso Bregede. Masa Branta Basubriata Babola Zanda, Namasanta Begatela Sabala, Can you pray for the new team? That the hand of God will rest upon him. That the hand of God will rest upon him. That demons will not seize his heart. Shepriata Babaratana. Embregede la Supriata Basobe. Hanso Matuata Brenda Bakata Branta Babola. Enza Mata Branta Basekate. Maita Kaskita Briata Babola Masaid. Amprama Santa Branta Balata Branta Babola. Ega Balata Branta Basakata. Amansa Branta Babola Basata. Agabayata Brega Santa Branta Babolata. Abraskata La Barata Branta Babole Balata. Amkabalata Branta Basel. Abota Mantela Kus, Maria Tabela, Icabalata Bala, Tilabata Bala, Yila Babasanda, Andra Masata, Blanta Babolata, Abarata Blanta Basobregate, Makayato Mina Santa Regate, Mansa Blanta Barata Blanta Babolata, Akabarata Blanta Basabalata, Ebregate La Sabriata Baboli Balata, Aita Blanta Bazepegatela Zabala. Ikabalata Branta Babolata, Asabalata Branta Bazemegate, Lantemegate, Asabalata. Ah! O Doma, O Lalita Tatota Malaguata, Baba Supena Tabeno Sopre, Mayato Sakolatua, Ambraskata La Babara Nastepe, Zabon Zanate, Ekabalato Balahika Masa. Esabola Tabena Branta Babolo, Abarata Branta Basabalata, Abarata Branta Basobregate, Mayatola Barata, Mayatola Semina Branta Babolia, Mayatola Sabra Tabarata, Mayatola Praska Tabena Branta Babole Balata, Akabasanta Branta Babola, Ikabalata Branta Basobregate, Akabalata Branta Basobregate, Akabalata Branta Babola Bala, Akabalata. Amantaya mansoma datama, ikabaswa, ikabaswa, agabalata melakomba, amalanso malata, angobarata, engobasamina tanda branda baboria, ikale, ikamasele, masele bolia, agabela po, agabela baya mamamana, esabo, mate, 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 ayala mamana kaya, ikabaratomina, ah mama, isai la comba reda bella, pula candaye, candaye la baba le baleo. Ale boma la bala bala bala, abala bala, si mamande, samala pobina, amale kababona le, asai la combrena, asai la samena boda. Amina kumbra masila boda ba, amena sila kumbre salabo, marate gaya tambala mama, ilate ilaka belabo, ya mama seke bala, mama rada bas sobrede, sobrede malakomba, abira kuba, abira malaboma, malaboma, si malate mana, isa mama mato bele kabala bala. Oh, Sabale, Sabalema, Sabalema, Sabalama, Sabalema, Iate, Samalantomena, Santa Balabo, Iabarando Samala, Iacomamana, 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 Isamado, Isamado, Isamena, Iacandebo Rabato, Asamalata de Camarada Bala. Zekopatua, can you raise all the ministers in this house into the hands of God? Donatus Yohusi, Pastor Tony George, Daniel Ogidi, Sunday Ogbe. Evangelist Archie, raise them up, every one of them. Pastors on the field, this year will be a year of the open door. The Lord will do mighty things, brilliant things, that the grace of God will rest upon every member of the ESCO, every member of the ESCO, that there will be dynamic leadership, there will be spiritual leadership, there will be leadership in all forms, all shapes, all colors. Here they will come out. Let this be that year that we have waited for, that year of grace, the year of the breaking fall. We bring every family, all their family members, we secure them by the blood, we secure them by the blood. Hey! Semina labo, malabo, malabo, malia, yigabeleba labo. That the Lord will open doors, doors of ministry, doors of grace, doors of anointing, doors of wisdom. We'll be open. Is it Kamana Tamine? Hasamena Kumbalama. Ela Boma Kandaye. Alelo no de la Bamala Kumbala. Alela Lila Sombre de Kalababa Malaye. Agamana Yekotamina Santomalada. There will be no standard. No one will be taken over by sin, by iniquity, but the Lord will preserve, the Lord will protect, the Lord will guide in righteousness. Oh, ile komala kosena ngalama, iye kena takonda le. You want to turn back the arrow of death? Anyone under any strange attack, anyhow, any altar that is seeking to bring injury to their lives, you want to disannul it. All the members of the ESCO, you want to pray for Mommy Akma, Mommy Kudu, Mommy Eru, The Lord has not called the sons of Jacob to serve him in vain. This year, may the sign of thy service be clear for all men to see. We give a praise, oh God. If there's any yoke in any of the families mentioned, let that yoke be broken. Let that yoke be broken. Let that yoke be broken. He has not called the sons of Jacob to serve him in vain. No weapon formed against you, against your family, shall be able to prosper. I speak peace, the peace of the Lord, the peace of the Lord, the peace of the Lord, the peace of the Lord. Let this be a year of answers unto you.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Listen to me, this is an emergency. From this afternoon, I realize there are some churches in this town. They are not churches, they are shrines. They are shrines. I've met a few victims of these shrines come to me for counseling, and I found the same symptom. They have been initiating people in the name of church. Initiative people in the name of church. Hallelujah. In order for me not to be too personal, I did not ask for the addresses of the churches. But I knew that we have authority from Jesus to shut all such centers down. They profane the name of the Lord because of such iniquity. The name of the Lord is blasphemed among the nations. But today, we want to shut them down. There are a couple of them in North Bank, as I realize. Some of them in Ankpa World. They are pure practitioners of sorcery. Altars of divination. Altars of necromancy. We want to bring an end to that order of priesthood. Yes, we want to bring an end to it. Now you are going to rise in the authority of Jesus. And you want to cause such altars. Let them dry up. Let them dry up. Let men no longer run into their fountain. Let that altar, let it die. Raise your voice and cry. Cry, 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 cry. Put an end to that priesthood of darkness. Cry to him. Cry, 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 cry. Stand up. Cry. Cry, cry. Burasho tamina blanta baboli makadi. Isabreto makandi. We close them down. We close them down. We close them down.
We close those altars, polluted altars, down. We close them down. In the name of Jesus. We release the captives under their influence. Destiny's time. Destiny's time. Destiny's time.
Every
altar that divides the land from Makodi down to Kashinala, Bandekia, Unkum, every altar raised up in the name of the Lord that is a fountain of wickedness, an altar of manipulation, we bring it down, we bring it down, and we cross the altar. Those altars in Wadata, every such altar in Wadata, I curse it in the name of Jesus. Altars that have covenants with the river Benue. You shall not prosper. We give you glory. We give you praise. Oh, ancient of days.
I want to bless you now. He said, believe in the Lord your God, so shall he be established. Believe also in his prophets, so shall he prosper. Sometime during this prayer, I want to commence. The window of heaven will be open. God will confirm what I'm doing. He will confirm. And if there are parts of your life, your destiny, your purpose that you are not strong in, grace will be released. We will not be casual with 2017. We will not be casual with it. We will deploy all the forces so that God will make all grace abound. I want to bless you. Father. Niatoa kava niatoa lia selekombe maanto zelita ikabrota muza abalate mezo kopria kapanda ikosavia teketai la kopri sabatana bulos kendo baita kuzabama etobreda kapresko sabina tana. I stand in the office of the call. I stand in the very covenant that which I have with you. I stand in it tonight. Iatomina kasketomina branta babola zaita kate. Etomina branta basakata babola regete masima. Aita kobe. I stand in it. I stand in it tonight. And Lord, I ask from my left hand side to my right hand side. There is somebody present here. I see you in the spirit. I see that God is showing you some things that He wants to do in your life. He wants you to know those things so that you begin to pray about them. Then it will come to pass. But the things that the Lord is revealing to you, you cannot understand it. He has chosen to communicate to you in the form of a dream. There is a lot of warfare that is around the communication that God is bringing to you presently. Sometimes you wake up, you don't remember. The birds of the air come and they steal it. And there's a contention. Meanwhile, God wants you to know the things He wants to do so that you can begin to pray aright. Then He will begin to perfect it. You begin to perform it. Now, the anointing coming on you, because there's an anointing coming upon your life right now. There's a grace being released right now. There's a strong anointing. Be bringing them to the front for me. Be bringing them. The Lord has decided today to be gracious, to be gracious, to be merciful. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I stretch my hand over your people, both young and great, standing in your presence today. And according to the scriptures, I proclaim a blessing, a blessing. I command the fountain of your life to open up, to open up, to open up, to open up. That which is core in your destiny, that the devil is fighting to close, I ask that it be opened up. Opened up. Opened up in the name of Jesus. Now I see. I see in the spirit there is somebody here. Your fountain is intercession. As long as you begin to intercede, things will begin to happen positively for you. And the devil has been able to detect it. And there is every distraction he brings your way so that you cannot intercede. Now there is a grace that is coming upon you. There is a grace. There's an anointing coming to break the distraction. To break the distraction. Father, anywhere that intercessor is. Anywhere that intercessor is. Anywhere, anywhere. Yatomina sato begedu. Malato mene kasketa. Malato. Abarata. 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 Semaniatu man. Let the grace upon you be multiplied. Let it be multiplied. Let it be multiplied. Let it be multiplied. Let it be multiplied. Psycho patakomo sebriata babala dabala. Agabalata branta basobregede. Aisamonta. Aisamonta. Believe also. Believe also. Milato kelabraske. Asama talabarata talabarata talaba. Shaita koba sata brata babo. Asamarata. Asamarata. Esobriata babalata. Briata babo. Samahan. Ibabababababa. Now what I see in the spirit. Isa mamate ya kumbela sumandula kumatula manala yide. Whenever the devil succeeds in distracting you from the place of intercession, and intercession is your fountain, intercession is your fountain, that is your place of ordination. Once you stand there, heaven begins to see you, and bounties of blessings begin to come upon your life. I discomfit that distraction. That distraction that takes you away from the place of power, from the place of strength. I discomfit it. I defeat it. I defeat it. I defeat it. I defeat it. In the name of Jesus.
Bayato, bayato, hikabandela, asamala tombela, isamalake, sandale tomonia kamandebo, samina tomalake, isalake, sombrena kanda bona hasamenda yatama, isamena kule babana. Now listen, there's somebody here. Oh my God, heaven is up. Heaven is up. Heaven is up. Here, mama, 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 mama. Sombre nana kunda leto kamana. Here, mama, leto ma. Here, mama, leto mbala. Isege na lambros kamenda ike. There's somebody here. You have been laboring behind the scene. People have not seen you. You have been behind the scene for laboring. And God has been taking note of your labor. God has been taking note of your labor. And right here, right now, right here, right now, God wants to begin to honor you. He wants to begin to honor you. He wants to begin to honor you. There is a great grace. It will come like a wind. It will pass upon your head. It will pass upon your head. It will pass upon your head. Maikete!
Alamanama. Semine kamalagobe, I am a mole, samala kumania tegedeo. Alima,
God is opening a marital door. There's a marital door. There is a marital door. I command it open. I command it open. I command it open. In the name of Jesus, a marital door. A marital door. A marital door. A marital door, a marital door, a marital door, a marital door. Open!
Yekekeena, sovrena salabande, porimaladugena sahina.
This is the year of power for this ministry. The Lord says it's the year of power. That we are going to see miracles like never before, signs and wonders. The floodgates of the miraculous are open. They are open. He says it's the year of power. Say your power.
Ile mama saila komba zela igama.
A marital door is open.
Samena kondele na mura na ye. Sairito kamala de mani.
Ah. You see, it is time. The time is up. I want that to flow.
Mahanda. Mahanda higa. Mahanda higa.
Ah. The door of evangelism. The door of power. Many will come to the Lord. Many. Many will come to the Lord. Many will come to the Lord. Many will come to the Lord. I'm seeing God extending some people's lives. There's an extension of life. Extension of life. Oh my God,
we are tamalado manaina. Samina comprena la bona.
Thank you, Lord. Now, if we press this service for the next 3 minutes, people will begin to prophesy. I'm seeing something like the rain from heaven. They'll begin to prophesy. But we can't enter that because if we enter it, we'll not be able to stop on time. We'll not be able to stop. Not be able to stop. In Jesus' name, I release blessings upon your people. Let their callings be activated. Let men favor them. Let the sons of strangers build their walls. In the name of Jesus. Though thy beginning be small, thy later end shall greatly increase. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, the Lord said I should tell you that He has picked you up and He wants to use you as an example. He wants to use you as an example of what it means for God to favor a man. He's doing it deliberately so that other people in your family can understand
what it means when God favors a man. But you are enjoined to stay consistent with the Lord so that the experiment will not be truncated. We give you glory and praise. I ask, O God, for the full weight of your glory. Oh my God. To descend upon us as a people. And I release the prophet's reward in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father.